Morning. He had no business eating at the king's table. His family background, physical infirmities, and utter helplessness should have barred him from such an honored place. But there he sat, day after day, like one of the king's own sons. Mephibosheth had experienced more than his share of physical and emotional pain. 2 Samuel 4:4 briefly accounts the tragic accident that left him unable to walk on the very day he learned of the battle deaths of his father, Jonathan, and his grandfather, King Saul. Now, years later, David ruled as king over all Israel. 2 Samuel 9 tells us Mephibosheth was living an obscure life a safe distance from Jerusalem. The usual custom in the ancient Near East was for new kings to wipe out the entire family of the previous king to prevent any possible political comeback. It's likely that Mephibosheth was also aware of his grandfather's attempts to kill David years before. So when messengers from King David arrived at his house to escort him to the king, Mephibosheth probably expected the worst. What he found when he arrived, however, was a king who understood grace, a king anxious to keep a promise he had made to Jonathan, Mephibosheth's father, many years before. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, at your service," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul. You will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" You and I share a lot in common with Mephibosheth. We're unworthy servants who do not deserve any special favors from God. We and members of our family are sometimes treated like an enemy, crippled by the sin of our life. We are spiritually like dead dogs. Yet, God's invitation remains open for a seat at his table. Each week, we're invited to rejoice with our King at his table of remembrance. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God takes us from the gutter of sin and seats us at his royal table with a promise of an even greater banquet someday in heaven. Revelation 19:9 tells us that. So today, as we sit at this table, like one of the king's sons or daughters, let's celebrate the grace and kindness that allows us to be here. Let's bow before the king and humbly respond to him as Mephibosheth did to David, your servant. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, as we remember your son and his death on the cross that made it possible for our sins to be forgiven so that we could be with you in heaven someday. It made it possible that we could gather together in his name here as his church. Thank you, Father, so very much for his willingness to go to the cross and your willingness to send him. Thank you for the grace and the mercy that allowed such a thing to happen. Thank you for your love that started it all. We know that you loved us, Father. We know that he loved us to be able to give up what he gave up and to go through what he gave through. As we remember him now, Father, help us to never take this for granted. Help us to understand that we have a seat at this table to eat with our King, your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, so very, very much for all these things as we remember him the way he set forth. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.